And it has been a big bang week for science as well, with researchers from the LHC reporting the discovery of a Higgs-like particle. To find out more about what they've discovered and what it means for us, here's Meera Senthilingam with the Naked Scientist newsflash.
This week saw scientists at CERN announce the discovery of a Higgs boson-like particle at the Large Hadron Collider, or LHC. The existence of the Higgs boson has long been part of the so-called standard model of particle physics, but until now, its existence wasn't confirmed. CERN Director General Rolf Hoyer.
We have discovered a new particle, a boson, most probably a Higgs boson, but we have to find out which kind of Higgs boson this is. What are its properties and where do they point to? But at least we know now that we can soon close part of the chapter of the standard model. We have now found the last missing cornerstone of it. It's the beginning of a long journey to investigate all the properties.
The discovery answers a long-standing question regarding why some of the fundamental particles in the universe, like protons and neutrons, and the quarks, leptons and bosons that make them up, actually have mass. The boson was detected by the CMS and ATLAS experiments based at the LHC. Professor Joe Incandela is from the CMS experiment.
This boson is a very profound thing that we found. Okay, this is not like other ordinary particles. It really is we're reaching into the fabric of the universe at a level we've never done before. And we're on the frontier now. We're on the edge of a new exploration.
Without the presence of Higgs bosons, located within the Higgs field which permeates space, subatomic particles such as quarks and leptons would simply move in all directions at great speed, rather than clump together to form matter. In their search, scientists collided billions of protons every second to release large amounts of energy within which the elusive Higgs boson could form. Only a small percentage of these collisions led to the formation of these bosons, which then decay rapidly into photons. By studying these photons, the CERN scientists have been able to deduce the presence of a new fundamental particle, as Professor Jordan Nash, head of high energy physics at Imperial College London, explains.
So the two cleanest ways in which we've seen it and which have our most statistical significance are the events where it produces just two very high energy photons. So these are just two particles of light which smash into our detector very cleanly. And the Higgs boson always produces them with exactly its mass. So by looking at these very, very clean signatures, we can spot it. It's very, very rare indeed to have such a clean signature, but it's one where when you get it, you have a quite high certainty that you've actually produced a real particle.
The team's detected particles with energy levels indicating a mass of 125 to 126 giga electron volts, or 133 times heavier than a proton. The findings build on preliminary results hinting at the presence of a Higgs-like particle that were announced back in December 2011. But now the CERN teams have identified the presence of this particle with more than 99.99994% certainty, a level known as 5 sigma.
5 sigma it's a measurement of how statistically confident we are in our measurement being consistent with a signal as opposed to a background. And so sigma is a measurement of the relative confidence, and it comes from a probability distribution where you can have one sigma, which is says you have about a one-third chance of having gotten confused your signal with the background. 3 sigma says you have about a one part in 1,000 chance of doing that. And 5 sigma says you have less than one part of 1,000,000 confusing a signal with background.
This confirmation would revolutionize the world of fundamental physics as well as our own. Dr. Emily Nurse from University College London is part of the ATLAS project.
It's a very fundamental finding for our understanding of the universe. It's very difficult for us to say what it could possibly lead to. All we can say is that we know that our modern world has completely relied on the previous generations doing fundamental research. For example, computers, television, like all the sort of medical equipment that we use, MRI scans, all of these things, they've all come from understanding the universe better at a fundamental level, and that just eventually then leads on to technology as you sort of trickle down the line.
Confirming the Higgs boson's existence would help scientists recreate what happened just after the Big Bang. In fact, 1/10 billionth of a second after the event, in which massless particles gained their mass from the Higgs field to form atoms, ultimately leading to the universe we see today.
Mira Santalingam with a special Higgs boson newsflash. And to explain more about the discovery itself, we've produced a special edition of The Naked Scientist Scrapbook. You can find that on our homepage and at thenakedscientists.com/scrapbook. And if you'd like to read more about any of the stories we've covered this week, the transcripts and references can be found on our website at thenakedscientists.com/news.